You measure the property by combining and reducing related, less volatile compounds until those relationships and manipulations reveal a measurement of your original property. My idea was to learn more about shame and scarcity by exploring what exists in their absence. I know how people experience and move through shame, but what are people feeling, doing, and thinking when shame doesn't constantly have a knife to their throats, threatening them with being unworthy of connection? How are some people living right alongside us in this culture of scarcity and still holding on to the belief that they are enough? I knew these people existed because I had interviewed them and used some of the incidents from their data to inform my work on empathy and shame resilience. Before I dove back into the data, I named this study Wholehearted Living. I was looking for women and men living and loving with their whole hearts despite the risks and uncertainty. I wanted to know what they had in common. What were their main concerns, and what were the patterns and themes that defined their wholeheartedness? I reported the findings from that study in The Gifts of Imperfection and an academic journal article that will be published in late 2012 or early 2013. Vulnerability has consistently emerged as a core category in my work. It was a critical component in both my study on shame and my study on wholeheartedness, and there's even a chapter on it in my dissertation on connection. I understood the relationships between vulnerability and the other emotions that I've studied, but after years of dropping deeper and deeper into this work, I wanted to know more about vulnerability and how it worked. The grounded theory that emerged from this investigation is the subject of this book and another academic article in press. Design. As I've mentioned, grounded theory methodology, as originally developed by Glaser and Strauss and refined by Glaser, informed the plan of research for my studies. The grounded theory process consists of five basic components: theoretical sensitivity, theoretical sampling, coding, theoretical memoing, and sorting. These five components were integrated by the constant comparison method of data analysis. The goal of the research was to understand the participants' main concerns related to experiencing the topic being examined. For example, shame, wholeheartedness, vulnerability. Once the main concerns emerged from the data, I developed a theory that explains how the participants continually resolve their concerns in their daily lives.